Feel like you can't bring water into class because you're too fearful of having to take a bathroom break? This might be hurting your ability to rehydrate. And considering a more supportive hydration plan is a necessity. Let's dive into it. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in all things related to food and nutrition for dancers. I teach dancers just like you how to fuel their performance, but in a way that is truly supportive and most importantly, sustainable. Water makes up approximately 60% of our bodies. It's also an essential medium for metabolic reactions, all of which support digestion, blood flow, along with the transport and utilization of nutrients throughout our bodies. So there's no question that for dancers, hydration is incredibly important for the success, not just of their performance, but also of their health. However, so many dancers struggle to properly rehydrate their bodies, especially during bouts of intense dancing. This might include seasons like summer intensives, which put dancers at an even higher risk of developing dehydration, specifically from dancing in extra hot and humid studios. Even if not technically dehydrated, inadequate rehydration can set dancers up to experience difficulty with concentration, an increased risk of overheating, muscle cramps, and even an early onset of fatigue. Now, every dancer's body is different, so generalized umbrella recommendations specifically regarding hydration are basically non-existent. And any published guidelines are technically set forth for generalized athletes. Now, while this literature can still offer dancers and clinicians like myself an adequate framework to base recommendations off of, we also need to consider a dancer's vulnerability to disordered eating behaviors around mealtimes. One of the largest challenges I face as a dietitian for dancers when having to utilize the literature that is so specific towards the athletic populations, we often see a very weight-centric approach utilized. And therefore, much of these recommendations, though, as I mentioned, can provide a framework, they can also teeter into the realm of triggering the potential for obsessive or disordered patterns around how a dancer eats and hydrates. What I want to chat about today is how dancers can utilize hydration recommendations, but in a way that's not obsessive. For those of you who have been around here for quite some time, you know that stage four of the healthy dancer is nutrition without obsession. And that involves hydration and learning how to rehydrate our bodies from a place of self-care and not self-control. Today, we are chatting about why it's important for dancers to build a proactive approach to staying hydrated, especially during the hotter and more humid summer months. Why is this proactive approach important? Well, thirst cues are largely unreliable for dancers. In fact, our baseline thirst mechanism for even the general population isn't necessarily stimulated until our body is already in need of a replenishment. So, distractions for busy dancers that might include a busy dance schedule, an intense dance class, will make it even harder for dancers to not only notice the potential for thirst cues, but make it easy for dancers to potentially ignore the emergence of thirst cues. We often see this as well when dancers are not encouraged by their studios or teachers to either bring fluids into the studio, like water bottles, or perhaps not encouraged to even take water breaks. These are practices that I obviously don't encourage from the perspective of a studio or dance educator. But I also see dancers intentionally restrict their own fluid intake in fears of having to take bathroom breaks during auditions and even during performances. So all of these factors come into play in reasoning for why dancers are often at risk for inadequate hydration status. How can dancers begin to think about their hydration status? Well, aside from the potential for noticing your thirst cues and, of course, honoring them, we can even utilize a simple technique just to assess whether or not we are hydrated. As a self-assessment, you're looking at the color and volume of your pee. Long story short, the darker your urine, the more likely you're in need of better hydration practices. But I do need you to realize there are several shortcomings in regard to this self-assessment. And the reason for that is because certain medications and supplements can impact the color of our urine. Most notable are supplements like B12 vitamins, which happen to brighten the color of our urine. This is because excess of the vitamin is excreted when you go to the bathroom. So here's a quick and easy chart that you can look at for this self-assessment, but don't forget about that shortcoming. If you are taking certain medications and supplements, you want to acknowledge the potential for this assessment to not necessarily be applicable for you. So what are the guidelines for dancers in keeping hydrated? Well, in order to address potential guidelines for dancers, we have to look at what's out there in regard to the literature for athletes. For athletes, it's generally recommended that they proactively rehydrate before, during, and after exercise. So while drinking in response to thirst cues might be sufficient for the general non-athletic population, active dancers, specifically those who are moving and dancing for 90 minutes or more on any given day, need to start thinking about a bit more of that proactive and planned approach. As I mentioned earlier, this especially holds true for dancers known to sweat more and for dancers dancing during the hot and humid summer months. In breaking down the guidelines, when it comes to hydrating before dance, we're generally thinking about listening and honoring your thirst cues within the 2 to 4 hours before dancing. Overhydrating in preparation for your class, performance, or rehearsal is not recommended because these are instances that will cause you to have to utilize the bathroom in excessive amounts. The goal, aim for your urine to be pale yellow in color. This might range anywhere from 1 to 2.5 or 3 cups of fluid in that period prior to dancing. But realize specific recommendations are going to be individual to you, and to help navigate through this, it's highly encouraged that you work alongside a licensed professional, a registered dietitian nutritionist who can help to map out an adequate hydration plan along with those meals and snacks. When it comes to drinking while you're dancing, the general recommendation is to drink around 12 to 26 ounces of fluid throughout your activity. For dancers, translate this into small and frequent sips about every 10 to 20 minutes throughout your classes, rehearsals, and performances. But if you're dancing for longer than 60 minutes, we're likely going to be adding a source of carbohydrate to the mix. This might be as part of a sports drink or a quick and easy snack just to help with the rehydration process and even help to replenish your energy stores. In addition to this, is considering electrolytes. Electrolytes are the minerals found in our body to help support homeostasis and hydration maintenance. There are a few main electrolytes that our body utilizes for fluid balance. Specifically, sodium, potassium, and chloride. Sodium is the leading electrolyte that's lost when you sweat. Sodium plays a vital role, not just in fluid balance, but also in your body's ability to actually absorb and utilize the fluids from your drinks and your foods. So, an ideal mix to supporting your hydration mid-class would be a snack that's not only salty, but also giving you those quick-acting carbohydrates, which further helps in the rehydration process. But too much of these minerals and these nutrients can also hinder your body's ability to effectively rehydrate. In fact, there's quite a delicate balance that helps, and this is often why for dancers who are dancing at extreme levels and/or during those hot and humid summer months, I am always encouraging the considerations of sports drinks, Gatorade, Powerade, because these are designed to meet that unique balance that's providing you with water, electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and chloride, in addition to those simple carbohydrates or sugars. If these aren't accessible, I do have a couple of rehydration recipes on my blog that you consider, in addition to packing some salty and sweet snacks paired with coconut water, water, milk, smoothies, any type of fluid-based drink to help bump up your fluid intake alongside these nutrients. How about hydrating after dance? Plain water is refreshing, but if you're coming out of an extreme bout of dancing, then it might not be the best to truly take advantage and leverage your optimal recovery window. This is a time where your body is more prone to nutrient absorption, whether it lasts about an hour after intense dancing or maybe up to 5 or 6 hours after intense dancing. It's known that supporting both refueling efforts with a meal or a snack and rehydration efforts are incredibly important for a dancer's recovery needs and overall sustainability of their performance. So not only do we want to rehydrate with fluids, but remember, we are also considering the addition of those electrolytes and simple carbohydrates to replenish what's lost through excess sweat. Just a quick tip, milk and chocolate milk specifically is known to be a very effective post-performance recovery drink. It's also more economical. Not only do these options contribute to your overall hydration plan, but they're also rich in both carbohydrates and protein. Carbohydrates help to stimulate muscle glycogen replenishment, and protein helps to stimulate muscle protein synthesis in order to repair and rebuild your working muscles. What's encouraged is that you work alongside a registered dietitian nutritionist like myself to better plan an individual hydration plan alongside your meals and snacks that will truly help to support your performance. And I want you to remember, fluids aren't the only way to boost a dancer's rehydration efforts. We can also incorporate fluid-rich foods like produce throughout our day to help do the same. A couple key takeaways to remember when considering your hydration efforts as a dancer: invest in a reusable water bottle that you're aiming to fill up a few times throughout your day. Always plan to begin your activity and dancing in a hydrated state. And what that means is that we are not overhydrating before class, but rather we are always considering proactively staying on top of our hydration efforts just generally throughout the day. While you're dancing, though, this is where small and frequent sips might be more beneficial. Sports drinks can be incredibly helpful, especially during the hot and humid summer months and/or for dancers who are known to sweat more. There's a unique combination of fluids, electrolytes, and simple carbohydrates or sugar that are known to help support not only your rehydration efforts, but also your energy. Coconut water can also be helpful, but it's not high in all of the necessary electrolytes needed. So I often encourage, if you are a fan of coconut water, then you pair this with a salty addition like pretzels or goldfish. When it comes to these sports drinks, though, you're going to want to reconsider any diet or sugar-free versions, as these are going to contain sugar alcohols, which may leave you experiencing a lot of stomach distress while you're dancing. I encourage that you go with the real deal and remember that your body is actually utilizing that added sugar to replenish your glycogen stores. And finally, it's always okay to drink when you're feeling thirsty, but incorporating a more proactive approach to staying hydrated is going to be incredibly important for your active needs as a dancer. I hope this helps to debunk some of the myths surrounding hydration, the risk of dehydration amongst dancers, and how to build a more supportive hydration plan throughout your dancing, specifically during those hot and humid summer months. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. You can read more about this topic and more, including specific rehydration efforts and a deep dive into sports drinks on my blog. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.